Well, today is World Menopause Day, and joining us in the studio this morning to finish the show off, Wellington writer, mother and campaigner Sarah Connor. Kia ora, Sarah.
Kia ora.
Now, Sarah is the creator of the fabulously titled grassroots initiative Menopause Over Martinis, and she's sharing her own experience of crash landing in perimenopause in a new essay that's being published today on the RNZ website. So you can look for that later today with the title Breaking the Taboo, Women Mixing Menopause with Martinis as a Call for Change. Now, Sarah isn't a medical expert, but she's driven by a desire to help women feel better informed and supported and break some of the taboos associated with menopause. And this is for men and women alike. Well, Sarah, what is it? And look, I'm going to share my own ignorance here. Perimenopause. I don't know what that means.
Okay, so I don't know what that meant either. So I'll just start by saying menopause literally means the stopping of periods, so a woman's last period. Perimenopause means the years leading up to that point. So it can be 1 to 10 years. On average, it's 5 to 7 years for women. And it's the fluctuating hormones that happen on the way to having your last period. So menopause in general encompasses all those stages. Before, during, and post. Post-menopause obviously being another word. And everyone experiences it differently. So just like puberty or pregnancy, everyone has a different experience of it.
Well, your experience of it is brilliantly summed up in the piece that I've had a read of, and RNZ website readers can look at it later today. I do urge people to read it. But the Menopause Over Martinis initiative, tell us a little bit about that and how you were inspired to create it.
Yeah, so the idea came about when I didn't know what perimenopause was. My only idea of menopause was that one could get a bit hot and feel a bit flushed, and that one day, you know, I wouldn't have periods anymore. That was my full understanding. And after talking to various friends of different ages, realised that older women knew quite a lot, and younger women and women my age didn't really know much at all. So when I was through a few months of not being very well, I decided to celebrate by getting a few friends and family together. Multi-generational potluck dinner from 40-something to 70-something years between us. Mm-hmm. And just to share what we did and didn't know. So older women talked about what it was like, all the great positive things out the other side. Younger women could ask questions that they wanted answers to, and the rest of us who were sort of in the thick of it could share what we were experiencing and just feel a lot more informed and better supported.
So do you start off by attending one and you come into the circle, and maybe if you stick with it, you end up hosting them?
Exactly. So I've hosted three now, and I've just invited different friends to come for a potluck dinner, and it's just really easy. On the website that I've created, the invitation is there for people to use and tweak however they like. And it's just a matter of sending it out and opening your front door.
I've had a look at it. It's dead easy. It's brilliant.
Yeah.
But one about your personal story, if I could move to that, because it is summed up in the essay. At one point, you're quoting yourself, I didn't feel like myself when you went to the clinic. I feel like I've been hit by a bus, not a minibus, but a double-decker.
Yeah.
And earlier in the story, you said that this got so bad that you actually did have to go to A&E.
Yeah.
I mean, that's where people go when they do get it by a bus.
So that's true.
The physical symptoms and the impact of it, I have to say I was unaware of for some women.
Yeah. So the symptoms are physical changes, they're cognitive, they're psychological, it's a whole mix of stuff. For me, I went from one day feeling completely sort of normal, fit, happy, healthy, to suddenly having this pile up of symptoms, you know, over a few months. And yeah, that did include a couple of panic attacks, which I'd never had before, waves of anxiety that I just couldn't pin them to anything that I was concerned about. You know, everything was just in my life went from feeling normal to,
When you mention the taboo, I mean, I do know what you mean. And I mean, it really shouldn't be like this.
Well, no, it's a really natural stage of life. It's the natural process of a woman getting older. So,
and is it because, say, women from middle age on don't have such a presence in the media and in public discussion as they ought to? Is it kind of a legacy thing like that? Because
I think there are so many reasons, and people have probably done who are possibly more qualified than me to talk about those things. But I think it's an extension of when I think back to, you know, before I got my first period, you know, the idea of menstruation being talked about It wasn't really talked about. I just, you know, an A5 size booklet probably published by the Ministry of Health suddenly landed on my bedside table, and mm-hmm. that was my education of what menstruation and puberty was. And so for me, this is just a, not knowing about perimenopause or menopause is just another extension of what women go through physically and in all the other ways.
And in your story, you mentioned here...
Not discussed.
Yeah, the marketer in me has noticed a gap in the menopause messaging market.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, I just haven't seen... it's not talked about. We don't see it on posters in GP practices. It's starting to be mentioned in books and in films, and I know that there are podcasts and things like that starting to happen, so things are definitely changing. But I've grown up without any of that information, so it just came as a real shock.
I don't think I can think of a single movie I've ever seen where it's been mentioned. There must be some. But.
Yeah, recently Kristen Scott Thomas mentioned it in Fleabag, which is really exciting.
Okay.
Yeah.
I haven't yet seen that.
Yeah.
But you mentioned other people. Michelle Obama has shared her thoughts about it with the world. And Caitlin Moran, who's just recently been interviewed by Kim Hill.
Yeah.
I think she may have mentioned it, actually, in a fairly wide-ranging interview that she gave with Kim recently. So there are some people willing to take this on. But
absolutely.
Here in New Zealand, not so much.
I mean, I've read the odd thing here and there. But we don't have... Michelle Obama and Caitlin Moran on our doorstep. So I thought this was an opportunity to put my hat in the ring and, to make some noise about it so that people don't feel so ignorant, don't feel so unprepared and actually know what to expect and where to go for help if they need it and to have the people in their lives understand what they're going through so that they know how to support women as well.
Yeah, so for those people like me,
exactly.
Partners or other women.
Yeah, partners, workplace, you know, colleagues, anybody who actually needs to know, what to do, how to help.
So we ought to, is this something we should be aware of, though, before it happens to someone we know, right?
I mean, absolutely. We know about puberty before puberty. We know about pregnancy or having children before we have children. It just seems like a total mystery that we don't know or we're not prepared to talk about menopause as openly as those other things.
So today's the day, World
today's
Menopause Day. What would you like people to do apart from go to menopauseovermartinis, all one word, .org. Got it in before 12, determined to do that.
Great.
What else would you like people to do on this day?
I'd like people to start using the words, say them out loud, say them in public, say them with pride. Don't be ashamed or embarrassed to use the words. There's nothing to be embarrassed about. This is just a natural stage of life. I'd like people to be understanding so that women can be acknowledged for whatever it is that they're going through so that they can be well supported.
Mm. And indeed, just one in your essay, one comment sprang out to me here. One guest at one of your events, at one of your dinners, says, it's rare that menopausal women's health is a dinner conversation. Menopause over martinis changes that. Everyone should be aware of the wild roller coaster women's hormones can take them on. There's no need for it to be taboo or restricted to just women talking about it.
Thank you. And those are the words of Kirsten Johnson. Radio New Zealand.
Is that right?
Yeah. So I'd just like to credit her because she was one of the main people who has egged me on.
Excellent.
To get to this place.
Well, we'll read the address again. So menopauseovermartinis.org is where you can get all that information. And the form there, I've seen it. It's easy to create one and to respond to it. And your essay, Breaking the Taboo, Women Mixing Menopause with Martinis as a Call for Change, that will appear on the RNZ website today. So thanks so much, Sarah Connor. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Colin. Thanks very much.
No problems. And I will keep a really close eye out for mentions of it in popular entertainment. Movies, TV shows, because yes, now it's funny that you mention it. I don't think I've ever seen it before.
And on radio.
Indeed. Indeed.